Wow, there's that music, Stu.
That we haven't heard in over a month now.
It's been a long time.
Why have we waited so long to podcast?
Well, life gets in the way sometimes, Stu. We had the holidays and some traveling.
Had family health scares, which are, thank God, you know...
So, yeah, just got busy, but I'm really happy to be catching up with you.
Me too.
All right.
Yeah. I missed you.
I know. I missed you too. We haven't seen each other in a little while.
Okay. Well,
now that we've got that out of the way,
we can just look at each other, you know.
Right. He's Big Shoes too.
And I'm Dina Fox.
No, you're not. I'm Dina Fox. Oh. By gosh, and I'm keeping it that way.
Well, we're going to try and get you caught up. First of all, thank you so much for finding the podcast. Now, if you would be kind enough to spread this along, and you can like us on Facebook, Big Shoes Stu and Dina, right?
And I have been remiss about posting, but I promise I will be better about that.
Have you been remiss?
I have been remiss.
And remiss.
We hope that 2011 is off to a good start for you and yours.
And we hope that you don't remiss anything this year.
I remiss regularly.
Well, I'll tell you what. One thing I'm thrilled about is that I didn't travel to Chicago to see anybody up there. Because we do have friends and relatives up that way.
We do. Wow. We do as well. And
crazy.
To see the images on the Weather Channel, which I don't often watch, but occasionally check, and it was hard to miss the images.
They're having a blast. If I'm working on the Weather Channel, I'm like, all right.
You are having the best time. But the images of the cars were stranded on Lakeshore Drive covered in snow when they closed the road there was scary.
Do you hear about the one lady? She gets off a bus and she starts wandering around in this blizzard.
Right.
And sees nothing but like an orange glow, which is probably the reflected streetlights, and has no idea where she is. She's completely disoriented. Finally, somehow turns around and pretty much goes back to the bus and says, "Oh, that's it."
Right. I didn't actually hear about that. I mean, there were so many individual stories coming out from the storm.
You know, it's amazing. There have been deaths in the storm, but it's amazing that nobody died in that whole Lakeshore Drive thing. I mean, it's crazy out there.
And they mentioned that it was the third largest snowstorm on record.
Well,
20.2 inches or 20.4?
Yeah, but then picture that with the blizzard and the drifts blowing.
The wind. Oh, terrible.
Yeah, all those doors downtown are all revolving doors. Can you imagine that mess?
Well, and let's get a little closer to home here in Arizona, where it's been awfully cold. I mean, we got lucky in terms of the weak storm that affected almost the rest of the entire country.
Walking the dog. There's ice this morning, again, for the second morning in a row. There's probably three. I just missed one day where I'm like, okay, it's too cold. We're not going out.
Very, very chilly here. I mean, I think it was under 30 this morning.
Okay, and if you're listening to this in Chicago
we're
not being wussies about this.
It's
not like our blood thinned or whatever. It's just,
it's
crazy.
My blood's definitely thinned after 20 years here, for sure. In fact, I got an email from my brother who lives in Vermont, and they got 14 inches of snow, and he wrote to me, all right, gotta go shovel some more now.
Oh.
You know, 14 inches is nothing for Vermont, though. That's a walk in the park.
No, I don't mind a few days below freezing, which is what it's been here, but it's so weird.
It's very strange.
And you know who really minds it are our friends over the farmers.
Oh, sure.
Schnepp Farms, you know, Mark and Carrie are friends of ours.
In the QC.
In the Queen Creek, that's right. And they are one of the very last family farms left. There are a few big, major, corporate-type farms, some big family farms, but a lot of them have become, like, for example, the Schnepps have become this family entertainment farm, where they put on the Peach Blossom Festival.
Yes.
That can be rough below freezing.
Exactly.
Did you hear what they had to do?
No.
They brought in a helicopter to fan the air, which was actually warmer up in the atmosphere, then down on the ground, to fan the air down. And then they were measuring the temperature of irrigation water. And Mark had his kids out, like, shoveling something. I don't remember what they were doing, but it was crazy in the middle of the night.
Yeah, they had to do this in order to preserve the produce.
Covering roots and stuff like that.
That is nutty. I mean, again, they're in an outlying area. They're not right in the city,
so it can
be even colder.
Oh, they easily got down. I know there was a prediction of the teens, and I'm sure they got down below 20 degrees.
Well, here it is Friday, and luckily it's going to warm up by the weekend, so we'll put this behind us. I think this will be maybe hopefully the worst of the season
for us. You know what I said in my day job?
No,
over,
what?
Oh, we're on that.
On the radio station?
On Camel there.
Yeah.
You know what I said?
What?
I said, worst job in the city this week. Greenskeeper at the Waste Management Phoenix Open.
Right. What about that?
The greens are frozen.
They're frozen. Not the ground, but the grass. And so I guess they delayed or postponed one of the events earlier in the week that would have had people walking on the grass, and then they would have ruined the course.
Right, exactly. If you don't know golf, it's not so much like, you know, oh my goodness, the ground is cold. It's not that. It's that this grass is perfect for playing golf.
Right.
And if you mess it up by walking on frozen,
it changes it. Yeah, that's bad. But
So they sent out like the first Bunch for the morning yesterday. Yeah, Thursday was the start of it officially, and there's supposed to be like a morning round and an afternoon round. It was delayed 4 hours getting started.
Right.
They canceled the pro-am on Wednesday altogether.
Unbelievable.
Which I don't remember ever happening.
What do the golfers think? Don't you wonder about that? They're thinking they come to Arizona where it's supposed to be gorgeous and beautiful and sunny and 70, and they're getting below freezing and delays and weather problems.
There's no snow and it's still gorgeous and beautiful
right.
this time of the year.
It's so cold.
We are not complaining.
No, we're not at all.
Now, you could be in Miami where it's 85. That's too hot.
Right. For some, although it sounds awfully good right about now.
No, absolutely
Anyway,
not.
The tournament is supposed to go on this weekend anyway. Yeah. It's scheduled for the Waste Management Open.
And then there's the Super Bowl.
Oh, is that this weekend?
You hadn't heard?
No, I have heard. But really, you know, sometimes it's more about spending time with, you know, family, friends, and eating good food than it is about football.
So you don't
it's
have a
whole
horse
combination.
In the race between the Pack and the Steelers? No. It is the Steelers, by the way.
It's Steelers. Not the Steelers. Okay.
If you live in Pittsburgh, it's the Steelers.
Steelers.
Ewens would know that.
All right. I don't know anything about that.
Really? You don't care about either team? Or?
Not especially.
I can't stand the Packers, and I can't stand the Steelers.
I guess you won't be watching.
Well, I'm not a big fan of the Steelers because I was a big Miami Dolphin fan, and they're AFC, and there was always a big rivalry there, East Coast and stuff.
Are you a Bear fan then?
Yeah,
I
like the Bears.
So you're not really a Packers fan.
They got knocked out.
That's right.
So between the two, whatever. I'll watch the commercials.
Okay. That should be fine.
And I understand that Doritos has a particularly racy one that I'm waiting to see.
I love Doritos. Do you know that about me?
No.
In addition to Dots, that's my other favorite
Dots
junk
and Doritos.
Food.
Do you like D foods? Are there other
I don't
D
know.
Foods
I don't really get to have Doritos more than maybe once or twice a year, but I really do love them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nacho cheese only. Don't give me any other variety.
I did not know that.
I know. In all the years you and I have known each other.
Well, I knew about the Dots.
I know you know about the Dots every Halloween.
Compulsory Dots thing.
I do.
It's crazy.
I love them at
You're
Halloween.
You're the only person I know that really craves them. Yeah.
Well.
That's all right.
It's good to know one.
Oh, speaking of cravings.
What?
Did you have any Girl Scouts come around selling cookies?
You know, we did. And they rang the doorbell. And I was a brownie and a Girl Scout. For about 5 years total. So I'm very, very partial to the cookie sales. I know how it is. And this young lady rang the doorbell and she wanted to sell cookies. Her mom was with her. And at first I said, you know, I really can't this year. I'm not working currently. And I really,
You gave her a whole song and dance.
Well, I started to. And then I realized the unemployment checks are this.
Well,
they stopped.
And I have a
actually.
Lot of money to pay for my utilities.
Well,
and
the
I'm
unemployment
saving up for the vacation to Botswana.
Out,
and I
by
just,
the way.
You know, I
but,
can't
but
handle.
I,
and a box of Dosey-Dos is just out of the
question.
The
minute
question,
I started
really
it, I stopped right away. I was like, let me have that order for
you. Right.
I'll take two or three boxes.
Yeah.
I'm a pushover. And again, she was very... entrepreneurial with going around ringing the doorbell. Not a lot of people do that anymore.
This is the weird thing. Our neighborhood has aged, but I'm not alone in this. I've talked to a few people. I did not have the girl. The sale's done, right? The pre-sale?
I don't even know if it's done or not. Listen, somebody's
if
got some
I
cookies.
If I remember correctly, they used to do the pre-sale around mid-January, and then the cookies come around President's Day. It's always been that way.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a single Girl Scout. Now, we may not have been home, but I haven't had
it's
a single
possible.
Girl Scout ring our doorbell.
Well, typically you see them set up outside the grocery stores,
yeah,
and I'm
true.
Not a fan of that because
no,
that's built-in traffic right there. That's no sales skill really needed. Again, it's good for learning to deal with the public. There is some benefit to that, but not a lot of entrepreneurial action
yeah,
going
and those
on.
Girls, you know, it's not, yeah.
And
for those of you who argue, you know, well, not that much money. The girls learn a lot.
They do learn a lot by that and really doing it either way. And, you know, typically at work, if you work in any size office, probably somebody's got a kid, a grandchild, a niece or nephew.
Nobody hit me up at work either.
Really? That is unusual.
Yeah, although
they're hitting me up on Facebook for cookies.
Well,
everybody is.
I know it's frowned upon. Like, it's kind of changed over the last few years because everybody started. We've got gift wrap. We have magazine subscriptions. My daughter's selling Girl Scout cookies. So it kind of got a little bit crazy.
It did get a little crazy. We've got cookie dough.
But I was surprised. Yeah, cookie dough.
Cookie dough, candles.
That's right. If you don't buy Girl Scout cookies, buy the dough.
Buy some dough.
I was surprised that we didn't have
So anyway, yeah, because somebody rang our doorbell, I was a pushover. It's so typical of me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't wait to snarf off somebody else.
I might share some cookies with you.
Will you really?
Yes, of course. I would.
Okay, but she's not
only got two kinds. I only got the lemon creams and I got the tagalongs with the peanut butter in them.
That's neither one of those are.
What are you saying? Those are the best ones.
Samoas and
Dosey-Dos.
Everybody
loves the Samoas. They're all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
We could debate Girl Scout cookie styles all day.
What's this you wrote down here on our notes about APS?
Oh, this is very interesting. We were talking about, you know, electrical things and technical things. And they hung a note on our door last week that they were going to be replacing our meter, which I found very interesting because they actually just upgraded our original meter to a digital readout meter. Maybe, I don't know, in the last year sometime, 6 months.
Really?
Yes, very, very recently.
Why are they replacing
it? In the last year. So as the technician showed up the next morning and rang the bell to say, we're here, you might want to power down any of your electronics,
right.
Which I did. He gave me a few minutes. I went back out there to chat with him.
That's awfully nice because I've never had that happen.
I know. And we were prepared for that because, again, they had hung a notice on our door the day before. And so I went out there to chat with him now. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. I've got some coffee. I'm ready for this guy. And I say, you know, they just replaced this meter.
She's ready for this guy.
I really was. I had some questions. Okay. And I typically have many questions. And I said to him, things cause me to have questions. And so
it's like the Girl Scout.
Exactly.
I'm on unemployment and the thing and the vacations and so, I just can't afford the dosey dose. Okay, go ahead. Yes.
So I said, you probably don't know this, but they just replaced our meter within the last year. He said, yeah, we have no idea about that. But believe it or not, they've just replaced some of these meters within the last week. I said, now, why are they doing this? And he said, because now the meters will actually send the information back.
Oh, you didn't
back.
Have one of those?
No, we didn't.
We have for 2 or 3 years. We were
no,
the first to get
they
it.
Hadn't done our neighborhood yet. And now he told me that they're doing the whole state. They're going to take about a year and a half to get the entire state done. But it's going to put the meter readers out of business.
And I like that
out of
idea.
Work.
Absolutely.
I
yeah,
hate
yeah.
This
Let's
idea.
Come up with any kind of plan whatsoever to
this
put people
put
out of work.
More people out of work.
That's what I like.
What is the deal?
Well, because I think machines need to take over. It's important.
Yeah, I'm kind of
Absolutely.
Missing that whole human thing.
Yeah. No. Of course not.
Yeah.
You have called your doctor's office. If this is an emergency,
hang up and
call
911. Yeah.
Otherwise,
Thanks
if you'll just wait for about 25 minutes, we'll have one of our two staffers that handle 600 patients take care of you.
And thanks for playing our game. Wow, on that note, I guess we've got to go.
Thank you for playing our game.
BigShoesStu.com, and please check out Facebook, Big Shoes Stu and Dina Fox.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon.